Blog Talk Radio.
Words of eloquence when we talk to him, 'cause the Savior
We want to say welcome. We want to say happy Thursday, and we welcome you to the Advent Light Health Thursday. I pray that you had a wonderful holiday. You had a wonderful day. You had a wonderful week thus far. And so without further ado, I'm Steffi, calling from, you know, one of your co-hosts from the United States of America, and I am going to open up the line to your woman servant that is in the beautiful island of wood and water, Sister Powell. Your line is now open.
Amen, amen. Thank you, my dear, for opening my line, and also thank you that you are always there when my line is in trouble. So God is so good. And thank you for your introduction. And my dear beloved, good evening once more again. And as my daughter had mentioned, wish you happy, happy holiday that passed. We are coming into the holiday season, new year. And we wish you God's richest blessings throughout the new year. So now, my dear beloved, I'm calling from Kingston, Jamaica, and I will offer a word of prayer, and then after prayer, we have our favorite scripture in Genesis 1, 29 to 30, asking someone if they could read it after prayer, and also 3 John 1 to 4. Let's pray. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you thanks and praises for the many, many blessings you restored upon us, Father, for the past months that gone, January, Lord, to the end, actually, December, dear Lord, you have carried us through so far, and we just want to let you know how much we appreciate what you have done. So we just want to thank you. We thank you for your blessings of health. We thank you for strength. We thank you for food. We thank you for covering, protection. We thank you for your words. We thank you for mothers and fathers, aunties and nephews, our children, our grandchildren, Lord. We thank you for those, dear Lord, who were sick and you have healed them, Lord, with your healing touch. And now, dear Lord, we come because we want to bring praises and bring honor to you, dear Lord. So right now, dear Lord, I place this group in your care. We ask you, Lord, to pour your Holy Spirit upon us so that we will enjoy your presence, your words, and we will be comforted. We will be able to retain, Lord, what you have given unto us by your words, fresh bread from heaven. So feed us with your word tonight, we pray, and help us, Lord, to be faithful to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, now is the time we're going into the word. So welcome, everyone. Again, welcome those who are watching us from the Netherlands, Africa, America, Maryland, upstate New York, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and all over, we welcome you. So we will open our program tonight, the Health Reform Night. We will open with Genesis 1, 29 and 30, asking someone if they would like to read it. It's free. Feel free to read it.
All right. Thank you so much for that prayer, Sister Paul. I see a hand that has raised that would like, is indicating to me that they would like to read the from the Old Testament, the first, Genesis 1, 29, and the last portion of 30. I am going to open your line right now, 518-482. Your line is now open.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. And I read as following. May God bless the reading of his word. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Ellie, for sharing that. I'm not sure what's going on. Hold on. Let me. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing that, Sister Constantine. Go ahead, Sister Powell.
Yes, my dear beloved. Thanks again. And we open for John, 3 John 1 to 4. Someone would like to read. We are all participating tonight, each one
right.
of us.
I heard 3 John 1 through 4. Hold on. 1 through 4, Sister Paul. I could read that if that's okay. 3 John 1 through 4. It says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, or Gaius, depending where you're from, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, verse 2 says, I wish above what? All things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And verse 3 says, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Amen and amen. I know my grandmother and my mother used to say that the truth will set us what? The truth will set us free. That is how it's connected to our health. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie and Sister Consonelli, for reading. There is wonderful, encouraging, wonderful promises, right? And God wants us to walk in the truth. And we're going to share some truth tonight. Lord, this is the time that we are going to share God's truth, because we love to hear when we walk in the truth, when we speak the truth, and when we do the truth. And my favorite is the last scripture, Revelation 22, brother, my dear beloved. And this is the, why it's my favorite, the tree of life, right? That is, I'm praying that one day soon and very soon we will experience and see that tree of life, tree of knowledge, tree of wisdom, right? And it said here, the water and the tree of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. My dear beloved, these are wonderful promises what God is going to give us. He showed us, John saw it with the river, and also where the river is coming from, with the water of life, and it clear as crystal, and also the tree of life that bear 12 manner of fruit. I know each one of us on this line would want to praying for us, that we bring for each one and ourselves that we will be there to enjoy that tree of life, that bear 12 fruit. So, my dear beloved, this is what the scripture said, and we are asking the Lord to keep us. And I will just share a little bit before, you know, with the same tree, the leaves, the herbs, my dear beloved, as Health Thursday today, we want to thank God for what he has done, right? He showed us in Genesis what he has given us for our food, and he also in John, right, he wants us to dive in the truth, enjoy the truth in everything, and also share, and also the tree of life that he promised. I tell you, God is so good. I am here in the sunny island of Jamaica. My dear beloved, I want to tell you guys how much I appreciate each and every one for your support, your prayer, your donation, your calling. And you know what? We know we miss each other, because I can say that I miss Sister Consinelli, calling her and I can't get her. I miss her. We used to talk actually every day in studying the word. But I'm away from her now. I call and I didn't get. But you know what? We meet on Thursday, and that is wonderful. So, Sister Consinelli, I just make you know that I miss you. Love you, right? Yes, my dear beloved, as we're talking about the tree of life and what God has given unto us, the food that he has given us to eat, I can tell you guys that, you know what? Is just to be obedient to God's command. I have been doing the cooking program here with the church 2 weeks. 2 weeks I do it and 2 weeks the other community leader prepare the food. And my dear beloved, we have been preparing plant-based food. I am telling you, strictly plant-based food. And yesterday I said to the leader, you know, I appreciate what she has been doing. And I said, one thing I noticed with her, you know, if things that she used to cook and eat, and from I came in and we share, you know, what I do and what the Lord is expecting of us, I am telling you, she make a great difference. It make a great difference, and she change a lot. So we have been doing that. And we have community people who came in, you know, for a meal, and they saw the food that we cook. And my dear beloved, I'm telling you, that Linton stew or that Linton soup, it is moving, it is going. I'm telling you, people just love it and love it and love it, and asking how it cooks. So I decided to have a look at cooking class so I can show them. And those are not Seventh-day Adventist people. Those are people from other churches, and they are listening to the health message, and it make a difference to them. So I thank God for what God have been doing to me in doing that. We have a good turnout each Wednesday, and their children, I am not going to leave out my children, my dear beloved. My children have been rich with their meal, and they are enjoying the meal. Sometimes when they come and eat one plate, and they say, Grandma, is there any more? They're enjoying the plant-based food. So that's a blessing. Well, I will just share this little one with you this evening. This evening I was here and I said, oh, what I'm going to eat? And my niece-in-law came down and she brought around 6 pods of ackee. And I went into the garden, my dear, both on you guys, and my spinach, those spinach leaves were so big and broad and green, and I was able to cut some spinach leaves, and I came in, get my spinach together, wash and rinse them off, and do my liquor steaming with my ackee and with my veg seasoning, and that is what I have for my supper. You know, God is so good. So I'm boasting on you guys that my garden, I am eating from the garden. And as the Lord said, you know, and he showed me a pure river of water, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the living. And he said, in the midst of the street of it, and on the other side was the tree of life. And that tree of life bear 12 manner of fruit. My dear beloved, I am so proud that God have given me the wisdom, knowledge, understanding that I can put something in the earth and, you know, watch it grow, and now I'm reaping it. So that's my little praise. Continue to praise for me that God will pour out his blessing with these projects that God have blessed us with, that we are doing great work here, and I know that the Holy Spirit is there with us. So continue to pray for me. Yes, my dear beloved, now is the time. As is El Thursday, we want you to share, can give me some of the things, the benefits of some things that you guys have used to boost your immune system. Your line is yours now.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Sister Powell. I can taste that ackee. That is one of my favorite food. So thank you for sharing that and for actually letting us know, bringing the report, because God wants us to share with others so that we can see his hand in every single thing. So thank you for blessing us with that. And I'm going to open this line, 225-337. Your line is now open.
Amen, amen. I'm just so happy to hear that testimony. Oh, boy. I don't know what IQ is, but I'm telling you, I'm hoping one day I can try it. But I just want to give God praise to hear Sister Powell speak about eating out of her garden. One day, sister, one day to be able to eat out of the garden that I have planted, or my husband, both of us. Rather, but to hear, I hear Brother Richardson, Sister Powell, Sister Carla, all these people eating from their own garden. You know, that is a blessing to be able to go to that garden and pick a bell pepper, pick the greens, or whatever it is, you know, that you can go to your stove and cook. I'm just, when I listen to the testimony of these, you know, I would call them lessons that we get from our brothers and sisters. It's like almost I can taste that freshness from that garden. And I'm just, I'm hoping one day that can be me. But I just want to give you thanks, give God thanks on this prayer line, because we on our way home, haven't made it there yet, and I'm thanking him for the blessing day that we had, even there with Sister Betty, children and the girls. I'm telling you, those little sang those songs. They got books. They just know stuff. And I just praise God the way they can sing these songs and know those scriptures. And I just was sitting there reading with them and reading some scriptures. And we had a nice devotion. So I just praise God for that. Sister Powell, we were waiting on you to call, but I say, well, maybe she had been busy. But I just want to give God thanks, my brothers and sisters, for this day that we have been out and was able to be blessed. And now we are on our way back home. So I also want to thank God for this prayer line, asking him to continue to bless. I'm not going to share anything because it's a background noise. It may not be too bad. I don't know. Because most of the time when Ray traveling home, I don't normally hit her truck, but I'm in the
we're
truck
not
with Brother
any,
Ray right now.
You
can hear me pretty good?
We're not hearing any background noise. We're hearing you plain and clear.
Boy, that is a blessing. And he's driving an F-250 truck for to say you don't hear no background noise. That is truly a blessing. But what my praise is to I haven't eaten anything, and Sister Betty and I was at the grocery store and we was picking up some groceries. And this is what I picked up because, you know, sometimes my stomach may act up and it get some sort of gassy or something build up in my stomach. So I have this drink with garlic. It's garlic and lemon juice and ginger in there. And I'm telling you, I drink that thing down, and I'm telling you, it just help you to get that gas, remove it, and burp and get it out. And I feel so much better because before that, it makes you feel sick to the stomach to begin to do a like a vomit, you know. So, but I feel so much better, sisters and brothers, and I make it at home, ginger. I make mine with ginger and lemon. And Sister Carla was telling me about this long time ago. I used to make it, but I never knew that it really pH balanced the stomach and stop all that stuff, and it helps your stomach, and it really works. So I just, and then also, Sister Stephanie, I want to thank God for Sister Carla make this this pump. You know, I have sinus problem. She make this pump, and I ordered this pump from her. The doctor told me I needed a pump to put in my nose for my sinus, and I bought that from her. And it's made of garlic oil and some other things. And I put that in my nose, and it said it helped the virus. So I got that, and I also got some pain salve that I put on my knee and rubbed for my bones. And I'm telling you, it is truly a blessing. It works for my husband and myself. And I just wanted to share that with sisters, with my sisters and brothers. And if you need it, Sister Carla sells it. So by God's grace, y'all can get you some from her. And I'm telling you, it works. And I mean,
amen.
That's what we use for pain. Amen?
Amen.
So thank
amen.
You
thank
for
you
for
so much.
Line. Thank you, Sister Powell. And God bless
thank you
everyone.
So.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Celiola, for sharing that
mm-hmm.
and, you know, those wonderful things. We have a lot of talented, gifted, Adventist folks that are making things that, you know, it behooves us to support our one another because we are, God has called us to be self-sufficient. So thank you so much for that. Go ahead, Sister Powell, can you hear me?
Yes, my dear beloved. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, my co-host, and also thank you, Sister Leola, you know, although you are traveling, you give us a report about Sister Betty Little Children, those girls, you know, with the scriptures and their the Ten Commandments. They, I know when they were smaller, oh boy, they were in those scripture songs. And I really thank God that they are still continuing doing the word, following the word, learning the word, and also sharing it. And also thanks Sister Betty, you know, the tutor who is teaching and guiding and leading them to Christ. So that's a blessing. And also Sister Leolo, you feel much better. But my dear beloved, out of your wonderful report a while ago, you see how much we can have our own health store, my dear beloved. You see, all over the place, because we are a different part of the world, different areas, and we have these wonderful little natural remedy that, you know, we use, and we found we got relief from them and support, you know. So we are asking each one of us, you know, who have the gift. You know, God promised to give us the gift, and he gave us the gift and talent, different talent, so that we can do these things, you know. So each one of us have our own little health store that we can do something, get some funds to help both ourselves and to help the ministry. So thank you again, my dear, for sharing. Yes, so the line is open now. Who would like to share some of the wonderful things you guys have used to boost your immune system? We'll give you just a few minutes, and also your prayer support, because we would like everyone to share, my dear beloved, just a few minutes that we can share and give our report and our testimony. It
all right.
Is now yours.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sister Powell. I'm going to open this line, 985-232. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up today. Thank him for blessing us. I would like to read a devotion prayer. Dear God, I desire to know and have more of you in my life. There is nowhere else where I can find your goodness, your love, and your faithfulness. I pray that all those who have not come to the knowledge of your goodness, Lord, will be able to receive revelations too. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Just want to thank the Lord for his goodness of his words, his works, and all his kindness for us, that we can have a revelation to study and just be faithful to the word that he we can study together and become more abundant in his word. So I just want to ask a prayer for my family, my sisters and brothers on this line, all around the world, the sick, the homeless, and all the ones that are in facilities. And we're praying for Sister Powell over in Jamaica, that her sister will continue and she have a good success over there in Jamaica on her project. And pray for all the brothers and sisters on this line at the project that they have a good success. And we just want to pray for our brothers and sisters to be strong and be blessed on this line and off the line. And just to thank God we have another day of prayer and everybody on this circle. And those that are not on here, we just want to continue praying. So I thank God for everything. Amen. Brother John is not on tonight, so just keep him in prayer. Thank God.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Sister Brenda, for giving us that scripture, the scripture that you read, scripture song, scripture prayer, and for your testimony as well. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice and hear your testimony, as well as your husband as well. We will continue to keep you and your family in prayer. Sister Powell.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Brother. Okay. So the line is still open.
All right. Okay. Let me get it together. Hold on. Let me get this together. So we'll close that one. And I'm going to close that one. Hold on. Close that one. And I'm going to close that one. All right. Okay. Technology's acting up. And so I am going to open this line. Let me go come down here. I'm going to open this line. 423-635, 423-635. Your line is now open.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for opening up my line, Sister Stephanie and Sister Powell. Thank you. This is Sister Carla. I'm at work with a young client, and I'm just, you know, thanking the Lord that I'm able to call in to share with my brothers and sisters. I'm back in my area where I live, and it's been tedious with the snowstorm, but I'm just thanking the Lord for his mercy, his love. And I just want to talk about, you know, the coughing that people have been having. They called it long COVID or different stuff. But I just wanted talk about a remedy to use for the cough, you know, after COVID or just the consistent coughing. Basically, it's 30 drops of oregano oil in nectar juice or in water, and use a straw to drink, to drink it, because, you know, it can burn the lips. So basically 30 drops of oregano in 8 ounce either nectar juice or water, and you use a straw to sip it, and that's good for the cough. And also onion juice and garlic juice, that's good to drink in the morning, warm, for parasite, to kill the parasite in the body, and so detox. So those that is a good form of detox and parasite, you know, something to kill the parasite. So again, I just want to thank you for opening up my line. And I'm just thanking the Lord for his mercy, his love, and the work that he's doing through each and every one of us in our sphere. And as we come together and agree, I'm just thanking the Lord for his blessing also. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carlo. Sister Steffi, you there? Thank you, Sister
Carlo,
for joining.
I am. I was trying to make sure that we were in sync and we were not competing with each other as our voices are coming out.
Okay.
So I was holding for you to get on. Okay. Thank you so much for that, Sister Carla. Always a pleasure, yes. And that warm water with that lemon is also good for help with digestion. So it's good to have that before you eat. As well. So thank you so much for bringing that to us. And as Sister Leola shared, that you had some wonderful nasal concoction that you have created that is very beneficial to us and to, you know, keeping our nasal passage clear and clean and free of toxin. And so, you know, you can reach out to her. You heard that. That's a plug that was given earlier. So thank you so much, Sister Carla, for
amen.
That.
Amen.
Amen.
All right?
Amen. Amen.
And so, Sister Powell, I'm going to open this line, 272-770. 272-770. Your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Stephanie and Sister
amen.
Powell.
Amen.
God bless you both. I'm so happy to be here on the Health Thursday prayer line, which the health message is the right arm of the gospel. So I just want to give the Lord praise and thanks and honor because my grandchildren are with me. I was able to have all three
amen.
Of them today. Praise the Lord. I have Kalana, Kalan, and Mason. Praise God. And tonight I just have Kalan with me because my daughter went back to take back Mason. He had to go back home. But he spent the night with us, and we had a wonderful time. And my grandson, Kalan, wasn't feeling too great, so he stayed with me. And he wants to read one of the health messages, but I praise God and I thank him because God answers prayers. I asked my sisters on the prayer line to pray for me that I would be able to see my grandchildren because, as you know, I haven't seen them for a whole year. And the Lord is such an awesome God. He answered my prayer. So I thank the Lord, and that's my testimony. God answers prayers. He hears our cry. He hears when we cry out for help to the Lord to let us see our grandchildren and spend time with them so that we can pray with them and teach them the Bible. So he has a health message he wants to share. Here you go, Kalan.
Amen, Kalan. Hi, Kalan. Welcome to the Advent Light Hill Thursday.
Thank you. Okay, read your health message. Exercise, especially outdoor exercise in nature, improves head as well as heart health.
Yay!
It is critical to
amen.
Mental and physical health. It has been said that motion balances emotion. So if you've got the blues, get out under the blue sky and go for a brisk stroll. Exercise lowers stress, depression, and anxiety. It improves mood, well-being, and mental processing. It also increases learning power. It helps you improve physical health, reduce disease risk, and achieve a healthful weight. Get into the mindset of daily exercise, and you will experience both head and heart benefits. Claim the promise, and he gives power to the weak. To those who have no might, he increases strength. Isaiah 40, verse 29.
Amen. 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 Gather them around, Sister Tymeko, because I know Sister Powell and Sister Carla, one of them, they're going to be singing and praying over these young babies. It is a pleasure. Kalan, hear your voice. You read so well with such power and with such might. We thank God for you. I feel like I'm there looking at your face, seeing those words coming out of your mouth as the Holy Spirit has encamped around you. You have blessed me. I don't know about these other folks
amen.
Online, Kalan, but you have blessed my soul. It is a pleasure and an honor hearing you read and cheer. I heard about that blue, right? When we're feeling blue, when we're feeling down, get out in the blue sky. Amen. And the ear and the sunlight will put us up. So thank you so much for that. And so, Sister Paul, I know you're excited. I know you're dancing. Well, you know, you're not dancing. You're jigging. You're jigging in your seat, or you might be standing up, because I know it's always a pleasure when you hear young people.
Hallelujah.
Come to us.
Yeah.
And so go ahead, Sister Well, I'm closing my mouth.
Okay. I praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Greetings we have done. I do know that Sister Tamika is so joyful in her heart to have her precious, beautiful, wonderful grandchildren with her. And you know what? To listen to the young man and his reading, you know, and sharing about these exercises, you know, with boldness. I feel the Holy Spirit right here on the line, and I'm so grateful of you, my dear beloved. So, Sister Carla, you are on the line. You're ministering unto them with their little song, Jesus Loved the Little Children. If you can do that for them, for these precious children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, let us lift them up to the Lord by singing, and we will be praying for them.
Amen, amen. All right, 423-635, your line is open. Sister Carla? All right, okay. So
can you hear me? I'm sorry. I was on mute.
We can hear you now. Go ahead,
Sister Powell. I have a lot of background noise right now at work.
All right, no problem. I'll mute you. Do you want us to have Grandma do it? Grandma Tamiko sing Jesus Love Me.
Yes, you can. Yes, but I was going to call Sister Brenda's own and Sister Katie.
Okay.
Young
children. Go ahead and do it. We'll wait. Go ahead.
Yes, Sister Brenda, if your children is near you, we would like you to have them. Sister Katie, if your grandchildren, we know the name Dominique children, you know, those two little twins and, you know, all of our grandchildren, but those are the little ones, them, right? Nehome and Aubrey and those little ones. Let us sing a little song for them. Just a little verse and Sister Tamiko children. So if you know the song, you can join in with it. Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. Yes, my dear beloved, Jesus loves you all, and we're going to have a short word of prayer for you. Heavenly Father, we come to you once more with these precious children. They are our jewels. You have loaned them to us, dear Father, so that we can nurture them and bring them into fear you. And to let them know how much you died on the cross for them. And Father, we ask you, Lord, as these little children gathered with their grandparents, Lord, all around, we are asking you, Father, to pour out your sweet Holy Spirit upon them. Allow them, dear Lord, to know how precious they are, that they can come to share your love to others. Bless them, Lord. We ask you to keep them in perfect health. We ask you to provide for their parents so that their parents will provide and to treat them with love and respect. Bless us all, we pray, and we want to let them know we on Advent Light love them dearly, and we continue to pray and to lift them up on their parents. Help us that we will train them in the way you would like us to do, so that when they grow old, they will never depart, but they will continue to share your words to others. Thank you for hearing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you, my dear beloved grandson.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Sister Powell. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to open this line, 804-238. 804-238. Your line is now open. 804-238. Your line is now open.
Yes.
All right. Check and see if you're on mute. 804-238. Thought I saw your hand was up earlier. All right? Okay, so I'm going to. Okay? All right, Sister Paula, I know you were talking about, you know, this is our Health Thursday. We want to welcome you. We're talking about, you know, just God's blessing, different things that you're utilizing that has given you some resolve. As I know, as Sister Carla is talking about, and everyone is on the line, we're in the cold season. They're talking about, you know, another rain, another wave of, you know, whatever the pestilence is or whatever sickness it is. I am using charcoal. So I will, you know, dab the charcoal on the Q-tip. And let me give you the disclaimer. We're not saying that whatever we're doing on here is curing anything. We're saying that we have used these things and it has given us resolve from things that we are experiencing. Amen? And so I use charcoal. So I just like dab the charcoal, the activated charcoal on Q-tip, and I just swab it kind of like, you know, in my nose. I've used the charcoal. The charcoal is so versatile. I've used it in water, you know, and it pulls toxin, you know, rid your body from toxin as well. One of the things that, you know, I learned, charcoal is so powerful. When someone has an overdose and go to the hospital, the emergency room, they give them that. Can you believe that? They give them those things to, you know, to pull the things that are toxin from out of your body. So I've been using that. I've shared with you all the ashwagandha watercress. You know, watercress is really good, vitamin C, antioxidant. So those are some of the things I have been utilizing. You know, that is boosting my immune system. As I know, my go-to is my elderberry, my balm, as you know, sister, as we call it, with the ginger, the garlic, the onion, the lemon, cayenne pepper, the garlic and the ginger and the onion together, get that juice out. And I heard sister Carla talked about the power of onion, and you know, those are things, as we shared before, this is Health Thursday, so we're giving you a little bit more, and then I'm going to open up sister Continelli's line, because I know she also has some wonderful things that she wants to share with us. But I also want to give you, you know, a few testimony. You know, when the enemy wants to really, when he sees that God is blessing you and see that you're faithful, he will come which way, right? But why is it we're surprised, right? Many times we're surprised. What is the job of the enemy? Didn't the Word of God say he has come to what? Steal, kill, rob, and destroy. What was the conversation that Jesus had in Luke with Peter, right? Simon Peter, the what? Satan has come to what? Sift you as wheat. Have you ever seen somebody sift wheat? It's kind of like they're pushing you through that, you know, like the little grater thing, right? It's like, it has like little holes and mesh, and, you know, you're rubbing it hard, right? And the thing come out. That's what he has come to do. He has come to kill, steal, and destroy us. So we know, right, that is his job, right? He's doing his job. But do we trust and do we know that our Heavenly Father is going to take care of us? He's going to allow us to prosper. He's going to allow our soul to be in, her soul to prosper, and that we're in good health. That's what he wants for us, right? So then the scripture comes back now and complement that to say, I will never leave you or forsake you. I never allow the righteous to be forsaken or a seed begging for bread. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, right? I am the Omega and the Alpha and Omega. I'm the great physician. I know how to give my children good gifts. So I'm saying to you, you know, I'm on a high. I told you last week that, you know, I didn't get paid. I haven't gotten paid, but I trust that God was going to work it out. And I went back and I looked at my statement. And let me tell you, the statement, and I knew before that my statements usually say that, you know, after the 15th, they're going to charge you a late fee. And I went back and I looked at my statements, and for some reason, now the date is saying that they're not going to charge you a late fee until after the 16th of each month, so the 17th. So 3 days after, you know, pretty much that I thought that, you know, I was going to be charged. And so the money came through right on the 16th, right on the day that the next day would have been what they would have charged me with. And I just trust God. I know. I didn't know when he was going to work it out, but I knew he was going to work it out. So after I'm on that high, right, and I'm able to, you know, take care of the bills, guess what happened now? The enemy is just so a dirty old serpent. But you know what? I'm going sick King Jesus on him. I got a call today. The Holy Spirit had told me to call about one of my properties that I have down there in Georgia. And so I happened, you know, to call, just kind of check out what was going on. And so when I called the neighbor that lives beside the house, her daughter answered the phone, and she said, oh, so I guess you heard. And I was like, no, I didn't hear anything. I was just calling to say happy holidays, God's blessing, peace and love. She said that there's a pipe that seemed like it burst on their house and water is coming through and all of that stuff and yada, yada. I was like, Lord Jesus, I know you know you're not going to give me more than I can handle. I don't know where the fun is going to come from, but God, I know that you're going to work it out. So I got to, you know, fast forward to put things in place because you know what water damage will do to a property. But she did say, you know, she called, they called the city, and the city, you know, they turned it off or whatever, whatever. So just pray for that situation, you know, that God will work it out. I'm telling you, when I was having them giving me some estimate, the prices were just so ridiculous, and because they know that I don't live there. So I'm just, you know, praying, and actually, I ask you to pray for me that, you know, I'll be able to get it worked out and, you know, get it up and running, and that, you know, God will just give me his peace and his comfort through the situation and bound up the enemy, because we know the enemy wants to deter, right? He wants to keep our eyes, take our eyes off of the blessings that God has done for us. And as Sister Powell said, we're coming down to the end, and I can go back into my Ebenezer. I can hear how God has blessed each and every person that is on this line. We can talk about those praise reports, those help blessings. God has strengthened us, right? God has come through for us time and time again, and sometimes we'll ask, how is money connected to our health, right? God doesn't want us to stress, right? Because if you're stressing about how you're going to pay the bills, how you're going to find food, it is going to diminish your health. And so with God, we know that he can do all things but fail. And when the enemy thinks that he is making it bad for us, Romans 8:28 says what? And all things work together for good for them who love the Lord, called to this purpose. So I just thank you for that. Thank you, Sister Powell, for giving me the opportunity to share these blessings, you know, we know that as we're in the storm, Jesus is saying, peace be still, right? And he will calm our situation. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Without Christ, it is impossible for us, you know. So we can't do nothing without Christ. So I want to thank God for those wonderful praise reports. You know, this enemy was trying not to let you get your paycheck, but God had to work it out. He also, the enemy is trying to let you get worried about the pipe, but God is in control. So I want to thank you, God, for using, you know, using us in this form, that we can know that he is there in whatsoever happened. He is always there. So thank you, my dear, for sharing, you know. And also, my dear beloved, now we can ask if there is anyone else would like to do their praise report or elder, some of the things that they use as Health Thursday. They can share now if anyone put up their hand.
All right. I'm going to open this line, Sister Powell, 518-482. 518-482, your line is now open.
Okay. Hello, Sister Stephanie. Thank you for opening my line. I try not to be too long. First of all, I just want to give God praise and thanks for restoring my brother to his wanted health and strength so that he could now go and travel. The doctor gave him the okay to travel so he could go home now and see his brother. And my other brother, who is in the nursing home, he is doing fine so far, and I thank God for that. Tomorrow I'm going there to see him. And I pray that God will continue to bless him, because although they have the good that was going wrong, he did not get it. And I thank God again for that, that God is protecting him very much in that home. Because all the time they have all these diseases and all these different things that are going on, he hasn't picked up anything like that. and I can't give God enough praise and thanks. Sister Powell, I just want to tell you that your friend, Brother Victor, has passed on. I don't know if you heard.
Oh,
wow.
Yes, yeah, I heard. Yeah. Yes, my sympathy, my dear. Condolences.
Yes, I just want to say thank God for health and thank God for strength. I bless him every day because I know I am living on strength. I'm living, so every day that I get up and I could give God praise and thanks, I see the new day, I say thank you, Jesus, because there is so much sickness. Before you could even speak, you hear somebody is sick. Oh, yes. And what can we do but give God praise and thanks? Let me don't go too long. I want to talk about this this tablet. It's I don't know how many of you heard about this alfalfa, but you could get it on the Hope for Health, has it? It's 250 tablets for $11. But it's very, very good because I was using it, and I could tell you it's good. It's a source of chlorophyll, 4 times higher than any other vegetable. So, you know, they found out that chlorophyll is very beneficial as a cleansing agent to your entire system. And it will help you to form healthy blood cells and keep your pH level balance. The leaves of that tree, alfalfa on the leaf of it, I think it's I don't know if it's a tree or it's a shrub, but it's essential, it has essential vitamins, including A, D, and E, and a large amount of K vitamins, and you don't always find that K vitamin. And the entire spectrum of the B vitamins are in that in those tablets. It's a source of iron. It's high in niacin, biotin, folic acid, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, and chlorophyll. And it's very high protein and amino acid level compared to the other plants. So that alfalfa tablet there is very, very good. It supports a healthy blood sugar level. So if you have diabetes, it's something very good that you can look into. The health of the pituitary gland, circulation, and the immune system. That's why I used to take it. It detoxes the urinary tract. It purifies the blood and the liver. It has a strong alkaline effect on the body. It is a natural laxative and diuretic. Easy general digestive problems. It eases general digestive problems. It contains high levels of enzymes of food, digestion, and assimilation. It helps balance and maintain healthy cholesterol level. It reduces the incidence and plaque build up in the arteries. It helps for problem caused by nutritional deficiencies. It acts as an appetite stimulant, right? This is so many things this with one this alfalfa does. It helps to relieve joint pains. It can be used as a remedy for bad coughs. We're talking about coughs. It could help if you have a bad cough. It is good. It's very, very good. It helps to relieve joint pain, as I said before, and it can use as a remedy for bad coughs. It helps to assist with menstrual difficulties. It helps to assist with dissolving the kidney stones and with other urinary problems. I'm finishing just now. It helps to relieve water retention and swelling. You know, people that have water retention, it helps. It helps to relieve ulcers. It helps to fight vitamin C deficiency issues. It has been used by nursing mothers to help to stimulate the flow of breast milk. When ground into a poultice as a soothing paste for insect bites. Maybe used as an effective natural remedy for hair loss and balding and stimulate hair. It also stimulates hair growth. And that is all I would say here for that little alfalfa that they're telling us here. It's very, very good. And I personally know the benefits of it because I used to use it. They just sent me a magazine from the Hope for Health, and it is right there. It's of 250 tablets for $11. I think it's worth it. Well, the word alfalfa in here, this is the last of it. It means father of all foods. This is one of the most complete and food sources available today. Alfalfa truly stands alone among the plant family due to its extraordinary abundance of nutrients and endless list of health benefits. Alfalfa has been used and appreciated for centuries all over the world. Don't overlook the wonder food as being only for minerals, animals, as it is extremely beneficial for all aspects of the human health. So this is my contribution. I don't know if you could remember everything, but it's a lot of things in here. If you want, you could call, visit online. They have it right now in the store. You could call and order. It's 1-800. If you'd like to have the number, you could always get that. You could ask me for it, and I could just give it to you. It's 1-800. Let me give you the number if you want to order it because it's so important. It has so many benefits. I would ask you to, you know, advise us to give it a try because it helped me. Yes. It's 1-800-468-7884. Okay? And that is my little contribution to our health.
You want to repeat that number again, Sister Consinelli, one more time?
Yes.
I could give you, it's 1-800-468-7884.
All right.
I'll give you the other number. They give two numbers. 828-649-0278. Very,
Amen.
Very important. Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Sister Consinelli, giving us that, you know, once again, gem and wealth of knowledge. We also want to put the disclaimer out, make sure that whatever you're taking, if you are having any kind of medication that is given to you by your doctor, you want to make sure that you research it, look at it to make sure that it's not going to be counterproductive or it's not going to have a reaction to what you're taking, okay? So we just want to put that out there. Thank you again, Sister Consinelli, for that. Sister Powell, your line is open.
Yes. Thank you again, Sister Consinelli, for sharing. And now is the period of time that we're going into prayer, right? So we are asking our songbird here, anyone would like to do one verse of song that we can go into prayer? Anyone hoping?
I'm going to open Sister Tamiko's line and see if she's available to sing. If not, I'll go to Sister Consinelli, okay? Let me try this one first. Two seven two seven seven zero. Your line is now open.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Stephanie. Praise God. I was going to sing Jesus Loves Me. Amen. It's taken from Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. Jesus loves me, this I know. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Little ones, children, be loved. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells us so. Jesus loves me. He died and gave you open life. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus saved this heart of mine. Make it pure and holy thine. On the cross you died for me. I will love and live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, my dear beloved. Thank you, Sister Tamiko. Thank everyone who joined and also share. And now is the time that we are going in prayer. We are asking our brothers and sisters to, if you can kneel or bow your head, and this is the time that you can whisper a little prayer on all of us on this line and the various requests, and also lift up our children and everyone on this line. So we're going to give you a little time that you can pray, and then I will close off the prayer. And the next voice you will hear, my dear beloved, is the voice of Sister Stephanie, who will present the health message. Father, what a wonderful Father you are to us. We are your children, and we, the songwriter, say, yes, Jesus loves we, for the Bible tells us so. Lord, we come before your presence this moment. We as adults, but we are your children. We come before you this day, dear Lord, with our little, little children. You know everything about each one of them and how they bring joy when we hear them and the success and the progress that you have allowed them to show. Lord, we just want to say thank you for them. They are your precious ones. You have loaned them to us, dear Father, and this evening I lift them up to you again, all of our children, Lord. Oh, Sister Tamiko, grandchildren, Lord, Sister Leola, grandchildren, Sister Brenda, grandchildren, Sister Katie, grandchildren, Sister Powell, grandchildren, Lord, all the grandchildren and children, Lord, Sister Steffi, children, Lord, all of our children all over the world, we lift them up. They are your precious jewels. You gave us them. And tonight, dear Father, we ask you to pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon each one of them. Allow them, dear Lord, to experience you and allow them that they can go and share with others. Now we lift up, dear Father, our adults, Lord, on this line, our brothers, our sisters, those who are traveling, Sister Leola and her husband traveling, give them traveling mercies, Lord. We also lift up dear Father, Sister Carlo, at work, Lord, with those wonderful patients. Lord, ask you, Father God, that the light that she showed them, that they will experience you and come to know you more and more each day. You know everything about them. We thank you for the compassion and the love that she shares. And also thank you, Lord, for the health message that she proclaimed and also her little store, health store, dear Lord, that you have given her the wisdom, knowledge, understanding to use the herb, dear Father, that you have gave unto us, Lord, for meat and also for healing of the nation so that she can demonstrate and work out remedy, dear Father, for the healing of the nation. And we are asking you to pour out your blessings upon her supplies and all those, Lord, who purchase, Lord, and all those who share what you have given unto her, Lord. So we want to thank you. We also want to thank you all for Sister Carl, Sister Leola, and Sister Stephanie, and Sister Tamiko, their little business, Lord, that you have placed them in. We ask you, Lord, for success, just as the health message is there, put in an health remedy, Lord, with natural remedy, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to supply their needs and bless them, dear Lord, because, Lord, your work, that's not to edify themselves or to bring up themselves, push them to ice, but also, Lord, to teach people the natural way, dear Father, and also to help the ministry go, because, dear Father, the work is out there, even though the laborers are few, and, dear Father, work and need is there. So we just want to thank you for your children, your sons, your daughter, Brother O'Neill, into the health field too, Lord, and he is doing his ministry, Lord. So we place all these ministries to you and ask you, Lord, to supply their many needs, success they need, Lord, to carry out your work, to teach and to train, Lord, and to lead people into righteousness. So we want to thank you for what you have done. Now, dear Lord, we thank you, Father, for Sister Cancinelli, Lord El Tip, and Lord, you always come up with some wonderful tip, Lord, and the remedies, Lord, and these things help to build our immune system and good for us, Lord. So we just want to thank you. Heavenly Father, tonight we heard a sad news, but dear Lord, you are our God. So we ask you to lift up the victor's family at this time. Strengthen them, dear Lord, the wife and the children and also grandchildren and brothers and sisters, Lord, who are mourning for the loss of their loved ones. We ask you, Lord, to lift them up and give them the strength that they need. Father, this moment, dear Lord, we know that the time is winding up. Where, dear Lord, we know that we will have soon and very soon there will be no more death, no more crying, no more sickness, no more pain, only joy, peace, and happiness. And we all are striving for that day to help us, Lord, that we will be perfect just as you. Now, dear Lord, we lift up our dear brother Rick. Lord, continue to bless him, keep him, guide him. We know the sad news of Brother Rick, Lord, mother and father lost their home in their old age. But, dear Father, we thank you that you have spared their life and they are still alive, Lord Jesus, and as Brother Rick and other family members are planning, preparing, Lord, to build, Lord, for their loved one. We ask you to pour out your blessings, Lord, and we know you are in control. So you can do all things. So we leave him in your care, Brother Rick. Give him the strength. And Father, his wife and his daughter, dear Lord, we ask you to strengthen them. Now, dear Lord, we lift up this line to you, Brother John. Lord, you know he's not under the weather. We ask you to touch his body and also Sister Brenda, continue to keep them. Sister Katie, we lift our hope to you as she pray for Dominique and also her grandchildren. We lift up to you. You know everything about us, Lord. And in your hand, we place this little gathering. Help us, Lord, as we come together each day, each minute, each moment. Lord, we will share the love and the joy and the peace and happiness that you have given unto us, so that others can know that you are good, you are kind, you are loving, and you are also long-suffering. So thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' loving name, with thanksgiving, amen and amen. Yes, my dear beloved, we're asking you at this time to get your pen, your tablet, and the next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie. God bless and thank you for that.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Paul. Heavenly Father, we linger just a tad bit longer. We touch and agree with the prayers that have gone up, Lord. I pray that you will shower me, Lord, each and every person with your Holy Spirit. Breathe on us, Heavenly Father. Touch my lips with cold so that the message that I have, Lord, is going to be one that is pressing and will be one that will allow us, Lord, to come up higher, Lord. Allow us, Lord, to become more like you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this help message, which is the right arm of the gospel, that we can use, Lord, to reach others, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have given us the eight doctors that makes house call: nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate, air, rest, and trust in you, God. And we thank you so much, Lord, for the little sheep, the little young lad that you had here today to share those eight doctors that makes house call, Lord, to us, Heavenly Father. Bless us, forgive us of our shortcoming, Lord. Forgive us of our lack of faith. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will allow this message to have an indwelling mark, Lord, in our hearts and in our minds so that we can look more like you, sound more like you, and do the bidding that you've called us to do. We bless your name, and we give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, beloved, so I am reading from the Ministry of Healing. I'm going to be reading a little bit of this and a little bit of that. The Holy Spirit is moving to me, with me today, and I'm going to be obedient, and I'm going to lead where the Holy Spirit is leading me. So I am going to be, I'm going to start in, this one is called General Hygiene, General Hygiene, and I am on page 260, let's see, I'm trying to find a page again. Yes, I'm on page 270, and I'm under General Hygiene, and the caption under that, the little quote under that says, ER, oh my goodness, God, you're so awesome. I was talking to somebody about the temple, about their body being the temple, right? It says, ER, the temple of God, there shall in no wise enter into anything unclean. I'm going to read that again. We were having a conversation about, you know, the pestilence, the jab, you know, religious exemption. And we know that many of the churches have actually made a stand that there's no, for them as an organization, it's okay. And so my counsel to individuals is that we have to, we're a follower of Jesus Christ, right? We're Christian. We're follower of Jesus Christ, and we are going to use his example. Amen? And we talked about once it's, you know, you have to work out your own fear, right, your own salvation with fear and trembling. I can't look to my mother to work out my own salvation. I can't look to my kids. I can't look to my spouse. I can't look to my siblings. We have to look to ourself, right, and we have to sit on our own butt. Like they say, every tub have to sit on their own butt, right? And so that's what we have to do. Amen? And so once we have a personal, your own personal bona fide, right, religious conviction, right, and belief, that's what you guide. That's what guides you, right, through the Holy Spirit. And so it says here, ye are the temple of God. There shall in no wise enter into it anything unclean. And so it says, the knowledge that man is to be a temple for God, a habitation for revealing of his, for the revealing of his glory. the knowledge that man is to be a temple for God, a habitation for the revealing of his glory, should be the highest incentive to the care and development of our physical powers. Fearfully and wonderfully has the Creator wrought in the human frame, and he bids us make it our study, understand its need, and act our part in preserving it from harm and defilement. I just paused right here. I saw, you know, some headlines, you know, come up on your phone and on your feed, and it was talking about young ladies, I'm telling you, 20s and 18 and 19, not 30 yet, younger than that, right? Some are old, but, you know, most of them are younger than that. They are going to a particular part of the world, particular countries, to have them, have the doctors or so-called doctors, allegedly, to perform surgery to enhance the way they look, right? To enhance their derriere, to enhance their, you know, their breast, to enhance their waist, to enhance their nose, to enhance, you know, their body parts. So you don't really know who is real from who is not, right? Because of all of these cosmetic things, right? And so as we read this right here, it says right here that we are what? Fearfully and wonderfully made, as the Creator wrought in the human frame, and he bids us make it our study, understand its need, and act our part in preserving it from what? From harm and defilement. Now, are there times where someone would need to have some kind of surgery performed on them? Yes. If you were in a building and, you know, you have you were burnt, right, a burning building, yeah, there's going to be, you know, I mean, that's going to be opportunity for them to be able to, you know, perform some surgery on you. You're in labor and there's complication. You know what I mean? You have, you know, a heart attack or you were in a terrible accident. Absolutely. But my point is, what I'm saying is that we have individuals, there's nothing wrong with them. They're not in a, they weren't in an accident. They weren't in a burning fire. They weren't in complication through, you know, childbirth, whatever. And they just feel like, you know what? I don't like the way how my nose looked today, right? You know, and I'm going to get it changed, right? I don't like the fact that my deer hair is not looking as wide as everybody else is looking, so I'm going to go and fix it, right? I'm going to put injection in me so that, you know, my deer hair or my breast can plump up and all of that stuff. Christ says that what? Our bodies are our temple. There shall be no wise enter into it anything unclean. Amen. So now I'm going to work with now the circulation of the blood. We know that there's what? There's life. The life is in the what? Come on. Oh, yeah. The life is in the blood, right? Mm-hmm. And so that was, you know, I know for me, you know, as an educator, you're going, and, you know, you go get your regular thing, regular checkup and stuff, but if they're not looking inside, looking at the blood to see what is going on, then that's the problem, right? So it says, in order to have good health, we just read the third epistle of John, right? He wished above all things that we may prosper and be in health, right? In order for us to have good health, we must have good blood. For the blood is the current of life. It repairs waste and nourishes the body. When supplied with the proper food elements and when cleansed and vitalized by contact with pure air, it carries life and vigor to every part of the system. The more perfect the circulation, the better will this work be accomplished. Amen? And there's something that is good, you know, that is a good natural thing for a good circulation of blood, right? Cayenne pepper. a little bit of cayenne pepper, right? At every pulsation of the heart, the blood should make its way very quickly and easily to all parts of the body. Its circulation should not be hindered by tight clothing or bands. Many of us, you know, struggle with this, mostly women, but men too. As, you know, we see, you know, there's a wave, there's a shift where the men are wearing their pants are tighter than our pants or our skirts, you know, our blouses, our shirts, right? So we need to make sure there's a correlation between the circulation and, of blood and the clothing that we're wearing. Dress reform, beloved. It says its circulation should not be hindered by tight clothing or bands or by insufficient clothing of the extremities. And so what does that mean? Sometimes the clothing is not long enough. It may be too short. It may not be tight, but it may be too short, right? It may be too revealing. It may be too, you know, exposing things that should be covered to be protected from the ear, right, and from other eyes. It says, whatever hinders the circulation forces the blood back to the vital organs, producing congestion, headache, cough, palpitation of the heart, or indigestion is often the result. Okay. In order to have good blood, listen to this, we must breathe well. And that's something that, you know, I've been learning that, you know, they told me that I was breathing using my neck muscles to breathe, as opposed to using my diaphragm. And so I have to really think about, you know, they say that when you inhale, your stomach is supposed to be pushed out. And when you exhale, your stomach is supposed to be pulled in, right? So when that's the proper way of breathing. And I learned that the other day because when I go to the chiropractor, he was like, oh, my goodness, you're so tight. And he says that they shared with me that that what you use in the neck, it is for, like, kind of deep breathing. It's not breathing for 24/7. They're saying that I'm breathing wrong. Did y'all know that? That you could be breathing wrong, wrongly, and it can impact your health, right? I didn't know that, and I found that out the other day. So I'm practicing it, you know what I mean? I have to be intentional to make sure that when I'm breathing, that I'm breathing with using my diaphragm, right, my stomach area, my stomach muscle. All right, it says, in order to have good blood, we must breathe well. Full, deep inspirations of pure air, which fill the lungs with oxygen, purify the blood. We thank Kalan. You know, he read today about the fact that we need to be outside getting that fresh air, right? Even though it's getting cold, even though the sun is not out a lot, we still need to be able to be outside to get that fresh air, which is, you know, part of the new start. And we see the correlation with our respiratory organ, and as well as the exercise in the ear, how it's connected. Direct correlation to having good blood, right, to having a blood that is purified, amen, as well as our lungs. It says they impart to it a bright color and send it a life-giving current to every part of the body. A good respiration soothes the nerves. It stimulates the appetite and renders digestion more perfect, and it induces sound, refreshing sleep. The lungs should be allowed the greatest freedom possible. Their capacity is developed by free action. It diminishes if they are cramped and compressed. Hence, the ill effects of the practice so common, especially in sedentary pursuit. I had to read that again. It says, hence, the ill effects of the practice so common, especially in sedentary pursuits, of stooping at one's work. In this position, it is impossible to breathe deeply. superficial breathing soon becomes a habit. And I guess that's what, you know, for me, I was doing. And the lungs lose their power to expand. A similar effect is produced by tight lacing. So clothing, right? Sufficient room is not given to the lower part of the chest. The abdominal muscles, which were designed to aid in breathing, did I not just talk about that? Look at God. Do not have full play, and the lungs are restricted in their action. Thus, an insufficient supply of oxygen is received. The blood moves sluggishly. The waste poisonous matter, which should be thrown off in the exhalations from the lungs. It's retained and the blood becomes impure. Not only the lungs, but the stomach, liver, and brain are affected. The skin becomes sallow. Digestion is retarded. The heart is depressed. The brain is clouded. The thoughts are confused. Gloom settles upon the spirit. The soul system becomes depressed and inactive and peculiarly susceptible to disease. I'm going to stop right there for this portion of it. I just read from General Hygiene. I went from 270 all the way to 273. Amen and amen. 270 to 271. All right. Okay. All right. Here we go. Now we are going to move now into this segment. And this portion is... All right, so I'm going to, because I just read about, thank you, Holy Spirit, I'm going to move now into dress, because people often ask. I never understood it, too. I was like, well, what does dress have to do with our health, right? And we just read it, depending on, you know, how tight your clothing is, how, you know, how short it is, what is being exposed, it can impact the circulation of your blood. And so I am on 293 actually, and I'm in dress, and it says, independent of fashion. Oh, you know what? Let me go back up here to physical effects of improper dress. I'm going to read a little paragraph of that, and then I'm going to go into independent of fashion, right? It says here, on page 292, it says, in order to secure the most healthful clothing, the needs of every part of the body must be carefully studied. The character of the climate, the surroundings, the condition of health, the age, and the occupation must all be considered, right? So if you are, we're in the wintertime in most part of the United States, and so you have to take that into consideration into the clothing that you're wearing, right? You're in Jamaica, where it's sunny majority of the time. You also have to take into consideration the type of fabric, the type of clothing you're going to be wearing. I know for me now, I have to be layered, right, because it's cold where I am, right? And so I have to make sure that I'm layered, my head is covered, my throat is covered, I have leg warmers underneath my dress or my skirts and different things like that to make sure that, you know, we're keeping warm and we're not setting up ourselves, we're not susceptible to illnesses because we're not dressed properly. It says, the character of the climate, the surroundings, the condition of health, the age, and the occupation must all be considered. every article of dress should fit easily, obstructing neither the circulation of the blood nor a free, full, natural respiration. So we just read about the circulation of the blood, right, in general hygiene. And so this is how it's connected with the clothing that we wear. It says everything worn should be so loose that when the arms are raised, the clothing will be correspondingly lifted. Women who are in failing health can do much for themselves by sensible dressing and exercise. When suitable dressed for outdoor enjoyment, let them exercise in the open air, carefully at first, but increasing the amount of exercise as they can endure it. Brother Kalan shared with us about the importance of being outside in the open air exercising. By taking this course, many might regain health and live to take their share in the world, in the world's work. Independent of fashion, let women themselves, instead of struggling to meet the demands of fashion, have the courage to dress healthfully and simply. Instead of sinking into a mere household drudge, let the wife and mother take time to read to keep herself well informed, to be a companion to her husband, and to keep in touch with the developing minds of her children. Let her use wisely the opportunities now hers to influence her dear ones for the higher life. Let her take time to make the dear Savior a daily companion and familiar friend. Let her take time for the study of his word, take time to go with the children into the fields and learn of God through the beauty of his work. Let her keep cheerful and buoyant. Instead of spending every moment in endless sewing, make the evening a pleasant social season, a family reunion after the day's duty. Many a man would thus be led to choose the society of his home before that of his clubhouse or the salon. Many a boy would be kept from the street or the corner grocery. Many a girl would be saved from frivolous, misleading association. The influence of the home would be to parents and children what God designed it should be, lifelong a blessing. Amen and amen. And so I'm going to segue in diet and health. It says, eat for strength and not for drunkenness. Our bodies are built up from the food we eat. There is a constant breaking down of the tissues of the body. Every movement of every organ involves waste, and this waste is repaired from our food. Each organ of the body requires its share of nutrition. The brain must be supplied with its portion. The bones, muscles, and nerves demand theirs. It is a wonderful process that transforms the food into blood and uses this blood to build up the varied parts of the body. But this process is going on continually, supplying with life and strength each nerve, muscle, and tissue. So, Sister Powell, I'm kind of looking at the time. I think I had one more little section that I wanted to end tonight. And I think this one right here, I'm going to end with this portion. This, you know, in this book is such a awesome book. You know, we could read from The Ministry of Healing by Ellen G. White. Just sit and just bask in it. Just such powerful, such encouraging, encouraging words that we can read. And I do want to read this portion, but I think I might just wait till next week, right? I think I might just wait till next week to read this portion of it, and I'll go right here and read this portion, right? So here we go. I marked all of my page, and I was like, oh, my goodness, it's always so rich to be able to embark upon it. But I will I will close here, Sister Paul. I'm always excited. I'm like, Holy Spirit, where are you leading me to? And, you know, I did have, lo, I am with you all the days. And so I folded. So let me just jump into this one, right? And this one is called Save to Serve. And it says, lo, I am with you all the days. Haven't God been with us all year? I could wait till next week. No, we're ended, right? Today is like the last Thursday in 2022. Is that correct? Thank you. Bless God. So this is what I have for you today through the Holy Spirit. Lo, I am with you all the days. As we move into 2023, know that as God has been with you all throughout 2022, no matter what they say is going to come upon God's people, know that as we transition into 2023, lo, I am with you all the days. Amen. It says, for 3 years, the disciples had before them the wonderful example of Jesus. Day by day, they walked and talked with him, hearing his words of cheer to the weary and heavy laden, and seeing the manifestation of his power in behalf of the sick and afflicted. When the time came for him to leave them, he gave them grace and power to carry forward his work in his name. They were to shed abroad the light of his gospel of love and healing. And the Savior promised that his presence would be always with them. Through the Holy Spirit, he would be even nearer to them than when he walked visibly among men. The work which the disciples did, we also are to do. Every Christian is to be a missionary. In sympathy and compassion, we are to minister to those in need of help, seeking with unselfish earnestness to lighten the woes of suffering humanity. All may find something to do. None need feel that there is no place where they can labor for Christ. The Savior identifies himself with every child of humanity, that we might become members of the heavenly family. He became a member of the earthly family. He is the Son of Man, and thus a brother to every son and daughter of Adam. His followers are not to feel themselves detached from the perishing world around them. They are a part of the great web of humanity, and heaven looks upon them as brothers to sinners as well as to saints. Millions upon millions of human beings in sickness and ignorance and sin have never so much as heard of Christ's love for them. We were our condition and theirs to be reversed. What would we desire them to do for us? All this so far as lies in our power, we are to do for them. Christ's rules of life by which every one of us must stand or fall in the judgment is, whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even to them. Matthew 7, verse 12. By all that has given us advantage over another, be it education and refinement, nobility of character, Christian training, religious experience, we are in debt to those less favored. And so far as lies in our power, we are to minister unto them. If we are strong, we are to stay up the hands of the weak. Angels of glory that do always behold the face of the Father in heaven, joy in minister to his little ones. So I am going to stop right here. And I pray that you were blessed I know that I was. I know that as I'm moving into the new year, I don't know what is to come, but I know that with my Savior Jesus Christ, he will be with me all days through the thick and the thin. He will not give me more than I can manage, and he will not let the weapon that the enemy has already set form against me prosper. Amen and amen. Sister Paul, you want me to offer a word of prayer?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure, sure. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord. We are so thankful that you led us into this message today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have shown us the correlation between healthy blood, between the clothes that we're wearing, between the things that we're saying, between the things that we're eating, Heavenly Father. But even all of that, even in our shortcomings, Lord, we know that we can come to you and we can find peace within you. We can find comfort within you. We can find forgiveness within you. We pray that each and every person that is on this line and that is under the sound of my voice will be able to take these words, Heavenly Father, and we will be able to use it so that you can get all the glory. We can bring other people closer to you, Heavenly Father, as we too draw closer to thee. Help us, Lord, not to miss the mark. Help us, Lord, to hear your words and your bidding. We bless your name. We will give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. And brothers and sisters, I do know that, you know, I learned a lot tonight, right? These instructions, you know, from these wonderful, precious reading. And it is not just for us to hear it, but really for us to be doers of the word. I just want to thank Sister Stephanie for the present, to present so much general hygiene. And you know what? This little part is about the circulation of the blood, right? We know that the blood, good blood, you know, we must have good blood, and blood, good blood is in life. Where is the life of the thing is in the blood, right? So our life is in the blood, so we have to have. And also, dress, right? A dress reform. We all need a dress to us. How we should be able to dress, cover up our limbs, and tight clothing and all these things. So I just thank God for these wonderful, wonderful commands that we have. And if we trust God, God is able to do it. So I'm asking, my dear beloved, if you have a question or a query, would like to ask Sister Stephanie, I will give you the opportunity right now. We have just a few minutes to end our prayer and to close. And I just want to thank everyone for joining tonight. And remember, tomorrow is the Sabbath, and we are expecting you to join in the time sermon message that is being presented by Elder Ricardo. So if
all
you
right.
have a query, you can.
Okay, all right, Sister Paul, I think I'm going to open this line. I see, I think, 423-635, 423-635. Your line is now open. All right, 423-635. All right, okay. If you would like to speak and your hand is up, I don't want to miss you. You can take off, what, one, Sister Power, press one to remove your hand,
no,
and then bring it back
one.
Again. Right, so press one to remove your hand and then bring it back again so then I know that you would like me to open your line. All right, let me see. I don't see any. Let me see. I don't see any hands other than what was there before. All right, Sister Paul, I do want to share something, if you don't mind. Sister Carla, I've always liked, you know, I'm paying attention to it now, and, you know, because the Holy Spirit is moving, and as we are, you know, today is Health Thursday, Advent Light Health Thursday, I do want to share what Sister Carla had written from the Council on Health, and it says, to many of the afflicted ones who receive healing, Christ said, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. John 5, verse 14. Thus he taught that disease is the result of what? Violating God's laws. both natural and spiritual. And some of the laws, right, Sister Powell talked about the way are we dressed, you know, if it's cold, are we covered, those things can also impact and cause us to, you know, to get disease to inflict on our bodies. It says the great misery in the world would not exist did men but live in harmony with the Creator's plan. Council on Health, page 30, paragraph 4. These lessons are for us. There are conditions to be observed by all who preserve health. All should learn that these conditions are: the Lord is not pleased with ignorance in regard to his laws, either natural or spiritual. We are to be workers together. Did we not just read that? We are to be workers together with God for the restoration of health to the body as well as to the soul. Council on Health. So thank you so much for that, for allowing me to share that with you all tonight. All right, Sister Powell, turning it over to you.
Yes, okay. Yes, my dear beloved co-host, thank you for your faithfulness and all.
Let me see one. Hold on, Sister Paul. Let me see. 272-770. 272-770. I'm going to open your line just to see. I want to make sure that I gave you the opportunity. Were your hands still up?
Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Stephanie. No, my hand wasn't up, but I'm so grateful you opened my line, and I'm so grateful to be here with my precious brothers and sisters on the prayer line. And the ministry of healing is so powerful. So I am so grateful you shared that with me, and I'm going to go over it with my grandchildren again, which you went over with us, because it really helps them to understand everything.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that, Sister Sister Tamika. I could feel your happiness and your joy by having your grandkids with you. There's nothing more than, you know, you're having your grandkids. They're more special than your children. Y'all don't have to say it, but we know. We see the action. But that's okay. Amen and amen. So thank you so much for that. And as Sister Tamika said, it behooves you all, whenever you hear anything on the line, don't just take our words. Go back and reread. Go back and, you know, study it and see, what is God trying to say to me? How am I able to become better, to get up higher, right? To really make sure that my faith is being anchored, right? I'm becoming more fortified with the word, with my Heavenly Father. And so I'm going to close my mouth, and we want to thank you. As Sister Powell shared with you, tomorrow is the Sabbath, and Brother Ricardo and Sister Carla will be manning the line tomorrow, okay? So check it out. All right, Sister Powell, it's over to you.
All right. Thank you again, and thank everyone for joining. And we hope that, you know, these readings, it will bring some joy and even change of life, you know, in our own personal life, that we will change. So we are encouraging, my dear beloved, to go back and read this wonderful chapter. We read general hygiene, and we also touch about dress, the circulation of blood, and, you know, how we should dress, and even the food that we eat, diet and health. So we are thankful that we here can be on this line night upon night to listen to these precious commands that God have given unto us. So we are asking you all to have a good night. We will close and end with another prayer, and then we will hear our last song. So song, play a record. So we just wish you all the best and have a good night's sleep. Father, again, we just want to thank you. You are so good. You are so great to us. We thank you, Lord, for your command, Lord, chain of command that you have given unto Advent people. And we have a message to go out to share to the world. Give us that strength, that faith, that courage, Lord, that we will do your will. We know we have been getting a lot of comment, you know, chastisement. Some of them is telling us that it is not scriptural, it's not a sermon. When we speak about health reform, you know, the way we should eat, the way we should dress, and all different things, even I, leaders, Lord, So we ask you to touch them and show them how important it is, because you have gave us the command from the beginning and you are expecting us to be obedient. Just as all the Sabbath command is there and the world actually turn away from the Sabbath, and we know that it's going to be a test, Lord, so help us that we will follow your command and do your will. Bless each one of us, Lord. We thank you for the grandchildren and great-grandchildren again, and those who join. As I heard about Sister Tamika grandchildren, I remember Carla, I remember Shala and Jarvis Jr., Lord, how they were with Sister Leola grandchildren and how they used to read the scripture and share their texts, Lord. And I'm asking you, Father, to draw them closer to you again. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let the
Amen.
Words of our mouth and meditation,
in the meditation of our hearts
be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good night, my dear beloved.
Amen. Amen. Good night, beloved. God's blessing, peace, and love to you.
Amen.